Perhaps you've heard that song, All Things Bright and Beautiful. Creation is certainly full of remarkable creatures of God. They show His wisdom, appreciation for beauty, His power. But every now and then in the Bible, God points to something in creation from which we can learn important lessons. This week, we're going to look at a few of those creations of God and see if we can learn something about ourselves, something about God, and something about the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we want to start with a wee little creature, the ant. The ant is only mentioned one time in Scripture, but God uses it to teach us a few lessons He wants us to learn. We'll start with the busy ant. I don't know if you've ever taken the time to actually watch ants. I realize you have a lot of other things to do, so maybe you never quite took the time to actually look at them very long. Most of them are so small, we hardly notice them. Sad to say, we probably step on a lot of them when we're outside and maybe never even notice we're doing it. But God's Word actually commands us to go to the ant, and obviously we are to look at them when we go to them. God especially wants lazy people to notice them. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. That means somebody lazy. Now, why would God want us children to study ants? Well, first of all, because they're very, very busy, unlike some people. If you would watch ants, they seem to never stop moving. I suppose they do, maybe underground at night, but they never seem to take a coffee break. I don't see them taking any recess from school. I don't think they even go to school. God says, consider her ways, which means think about them. He says we might actually gain some wisdom by doing so. Well, what does God say we should learn from them? Ants don't seem to have a leader. They don't have a boss. No parents reminding the children ants what to do and when. Do you have to always be reminded, sometimes be reminded, to keep working, to finish something you were told to do? The ants don't need that. God says no supervisor or boss ants needed to guide the others. No ant watches over the other ants to make sure they stay on task. No, they just seem to all know what to do, and they do it. No ant has to rule over the rest because they seem to get along. They help each other out without having to be asked. I think we can learn a lot from ants when it comes to these things. But if we think ants are quite remarkable in these ways, imagine how astoundingly great God is, boys and girls. He doesn't need anyone to tell Him what to do, for He makes everything happen that He wills to happen. Every person, every animal, the clouds, the sunshine, the planets, the waves, He makes everything happen simply by willing it to be so. Talk about busy. And yet, for God, it's no work at all. He is almighty, meaning He has all the power there is. He also has all the wisdom there is, so He can do all of this at the same time all over the universe. We can learn not to be lazy from ants, who are a busy folk, but they can't even pretend to be compared with our limitless God. The prepared ant. If you ever watched ants, not only are they busy, but they seem to be working according to some plan, a plan for the future. We know they can't read or write, so it's not a written plan. I guess they can communicate with each other, but we're not sure how that works. It can't be very complicated. Yet, if one finds food, soon enough there's a whole line of ants heading toward that food in an orderly manner. Maybe sometimes they've invaded a picnic of yours that way. And that passage in Proverbs says that ants prepare food in the summer, and they gather food in the harvest. You wonder, where are all those ants when it starts to get cold? Do they just die? But then, if they die, where would they come from next time the weather turns warm again? No, they don't all die off, but they live off of the food that they were gathering during the warm weather, storing it away for when the weather turns cold. It's almost like a planet. But we know that God built that plan into the ant's life. They didn't study this plan in school. They don't have a school. They didn't sit down and learn it from their parents, because ants wouldn't have any idea who their parents are, because ants lay eggs and then leave them to hatch later on. Some ants live only a pretty short while. But did you know some ants live for decades? That's like 10, 20, or more years. But we see this plan of preparing and storing away and having food in the winter. We see that plan carried out year after year, busy in the warmer weather, gathering food, bringing it underground, and then living underground off of that food till the spring. Of course, many people make plans too, about lots of things. But sad to say, a great many people don't make any plans for when death comes. Death is sometimes like the cold of winter. No plans do they make for where they're going to spend an endless eternity. In that way, many people are not even as smart as an ant. No, people don't plan for eternity, and they don't have that plan put in them like the ant has that plan put in his. But God did give us a perfect book, the Bible, that has the whole plan in it. A book that tells us of our need for a plan, how to prepare for eternity, how a sinner is a sinner, and how he's saved. But again, unlike the ant, many who even have this special book, who have Bibles in their homes, like you and me, maybe a Bible in several rooms, some people don't spend much time, not much thought, with this special book, with God's plan, which that's a very, very unwise choice to make, don't you think? But thanks be to God, He always has a plan. We call it God's decree. And even though sinful man is not wise at all, really, God is, and actually rescues people from their spiritual deadness and laziness. So they start looking at God's plan, seeing their need to prepare, and they flee not underground like the ant, but to Jesus, who is all the preparation we need for spiritual life now and eternal life hereafter. Dead ants. I hate to have to say it, but ants can be busy doing what God taught them to do, preparing like He taught them to prepare, but then all of a sudden, we step on them, and many die. Or maybe some other insect attacks them with the same result. So that even though ants are very strong compared to their size, in other ways they are very, very weak, and they can be killed without ever realizing what caused their death, not even realizing the danger they were in when they were killed. But ants have no souls. Once they're dead, that's it. We do have souls, and one day we'll be in heaven or in hell. All of us will be in one of those two places, and it's sad to say that people, well, a lot of people know we have to die one day, but because we lack wisdom, often death comes and we didn't expect it. We might not even know what killed us. It can come so quickly, but then, even though we're much, much bigger than ants, we die. You know, children, God is way, way bigger than ants and way, way bigger than people. Not only because He's infinitely great, but because He determines how long we live and when we die. And that goes for everybody on earth. Ants, however, because they are so small and so busy, aren't really afraid of people stepping on them, because they don't notice people until a person disturbs what they're doing. Well, sad to say, people are often too busy to pay attention to when they will die. Oh, they're busy paying attention to the day-to-day things, but they don't give much thought about God until God disturbs what we're doing. We need God's grace to run to God and not to run away from God and be upset with Him. Let's not wait till God disturbs something in our life so much that we have to look to Him. Let's seek Him instead now. And if you are seeking Him and trusting Him, don't let yourself get so caught up in your daily life things that you forget Him. We ought to be better than the ants, not worse. God gave us so many blessings to serve Him with. We should be so thankful and serve Him with our whole heart. So next time you see an ant, think about this verse and be busy with the things of God. Prepare for eternity and pay close attention to God every day before we end up dying without being prepared.